Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Magic in its silvery light. It seems to say the time is right. Love me tonight. Life is so uncertain, and no one seems to know how long we have to linger on. Tomorrow we may both be gone. Love me tonight. Oh, let me feel your arms, and let me feel your kiss. And if this great big world must end, let it end like this. My lips are yours forever, my heart is in your hands, my love is yours to have, to hold. Don't wait until the moon is old, love me tonight.
Beginning in the decade of the 1920s, on this new episode of Neon Jazz, was the leader of the popular West Coast dance band, Anson Weeks, with his orchestra on the song Love Tonight. Their popularity was centered in San Francisco in the late 20s through the 60s. In the 1930s, he had one of the premier and most popular bands around. In 1941, he was involved in an auto accident and was out of the band business and scene for several years, but he did start back up in the late 40s. He signed to the local Fantasy label in the early 1950s and did a series of dance albums, which were quite popular regionally. And 90 years later, we are here on the radio digging his work. The weeks have gone by into decades. Thanks for tuning in to yet another episode of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that started a jazz revolution in America that continues in clubs off 18 and Vine today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Poised to give you our jazz catalog, featuring musicians like Miles Davis, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and many more. Our next song comes from a genius on the keys. Here's the great Thelonious Fear Monk with the 1958 song, Just a Gigolo, off his Miserioso album.
I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Enigma and clarinetist Mr. Artie Shaw with his orchestra on the song Digga Digga Doo off a 1999 Big Band Bash album. Throughout his career, Shaw would take sabbaticals from the music business. This included studying advanced mathematics. His first sabbatical, at the height of his success, was met with disbelief by booking agents. They predicted that Shaw would not only be abandoning a million-dollar enterprise, but that nightclub and theater owners would sue him for breach of contract. Shaw's offhand response was, "Tell him I'm insane. A nice young American boy walking away from $1 million. Wouldn't you call that insane?" In 1954, Shaw stopped playing the clarinet, citing his own perfectionism, which, later on, he said would have killed him. He explained this, "In the world we live in, compulsive perfectionists finish last. You have to be Lawrence Welk or, on another level, Irving Berlin, and write the same kind of music over and over again. I'm not able to do that. And there's a whole other side to the music, my friends." I love this next album. This is the great piano architect of bebop, Al Haig, with the song Crazy Chords off his album, Al Haig Meets Master Bob Saxes.
Sweet darling, it's getting me down. Anya Maria said, get out of town. Getting me down. On your mark, get set, get out of town.
That was legendary singer Julie London with the 1965 song Get Out of Town off of Sing's Cole Porter album. London recorded 32 albums in a career that began in 1955 with a live performance at the 881 Club in L.A. Billboard named her the most popular female vocalist from 1955 to 57. Her work continues to pop up in popular culture on shows like HBO's 6 Feet Under and the TV show Pan Am. Julie will never fade away. Here's yet another legend of the screen with a solid voice. Here's Dorothy L'Amour with the song Panoramia off her very best of disc.
Panamania, it's a temple that's so sensational, every civilized town and nation will do it. Canal zone, hot fiery gal zone, wild fever that rages, watch out, it's contagious. I've got Panamania, white hot, Panamania, gals from Pennsylvania and Peru, know how to do that new dance, it's amazing, new dance, and a blazing romance. Start to get the best of you. What can you do? One mad session and all repression will vanish in you. Senses reeling, you'll be revealing the Spanish in you. Won't need your position, your own intuition tells you your condition, Panamania.
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders with the 1920s tune Black Bottom. They were a jazz and dance band, active from the late 1910s through the 1920s. Johnny became the leader by chance when the band was performing at the Hershey Ballroom in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The band leader at the time had an argument with the players and walked out. Hamp, who had no experience as a band leader or conductor, volunteered to lead them for the rest of the evening, and they accepted. After the performance, the band asked him to stay on as the leader. Another accident in jazz that made the music better. Here's Serbian trumpeter Dusko Gojković with the cool 1968 song Mini Mini right here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
This is Neon Jazz.
That was pianist and big band leader Irving Aronson with the 1920s tune, And Furthermore. From the age of 11, he played piano in silent movie theaters. During the 20s and the 30s, he led two big bands and recorded with different recording companies. He performed with cats like Joe Gillespie, Artie Shaw, Gene Krupa, and Tony Pastor over his career. He was a good player, Irving. Man, I really like Red Garland's work. Here he is with the 1957 song Our Delight and his signature hard bop style.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was prominent American jazz clarinetist, saxophonist, trumpeter, composer, and big band leader Jimmy Dorsey with the 1920s tune Tiger Rag. Known as J.D., he composed both jazz and pop standards. With his brother Tommy playing trombone, he formed Dorsey's Novelty Six, one of the first jazz bands to ever broadcast. I could go on and on about both Jimmy and Tommy, but let's let the music do the answer to the question. Here's another big shot in the big band era. This is Woody Herman with his sextet on the 1959 song Motown Swing, a bit of a shout out to Kansas City.
Thank you. a frown to old Broadway. You've got to clown on Broadway. Your troubles there are out of style, for Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights they flicker there, a million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on the great white way, that's the Broadway melody.
That was musician, bandleader, record producer, and innovator in the recorded music scene, Ben Selvin, with his 1920s tune Broadway Melody. Ben began his professional life at the age of 15 as a fiddle player in New York City nightclubs. A husky lad, he looked older than he was and was permitted into many clubs at a young age. At the young age of 21, as a leader of his own dance band, the Novelty Orchestra, he released the biggest-selling popular song in the first quarter century of recorded music with Dardanella. That went on to sell more than 5 million copies. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Selvin recorded more music sides on 78 RPM discs than any other person. That is a nice trophy to have on your shelf. Keeping the band leader vibe alive on this episode of Neon Jazz, here's George Olson with the 1920s song, The Varsity Drag.
To date, we teach a great new dance. Don't think that I brag, I speak of the drag. Why should a sheep learn how to speak Latin and Greek badly? Give him a neat motto, complete, say it with feet gladly. First lesson right now, you'll love it, and how you'll love it. Here is the drag, see how it goes. Down on the heels, up on the toes. That's a way to do the varsity drag. Dody odolo do, hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving a flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise, if you all answer the call when your professor cries. Everybody down on the heels, up on the toes, stay after school and learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag. Thank you.
like neon jazz.
That was jazz's popular composer and bandleader Roger Wolf Kahn with his orchestra on the 1920s song Crazy Rhythm. Kahn always had fun conducting his orchestra. It was said that when the band was playing especially well, he used to throw himself onto the floor and wave his legs into the air. In the mid-1930s, he lost interest in his orchestra and disbanded it. From there, he preoccupied himself with aviation and in 1941 became a test pilot for the Grunham Aircraft Engineering Corporation. Leaving this show is going to be hard to do, but we're exiting with one of the best harmonica players of the 20th century. This is the great Toots Thielemans with the 1967 song Preachmanship off his Two Toots album. Thanks again for tuning in to one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and keeping the form intact in the proverbial transformer, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show, give us some feedback, let us know what you want to hear. We're here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Jazz.